So Michael Weinrip is in awe of single women. So am I. My wife, mother of five today, grew up in a household run by her single mom, and she's tough. I'm sometimes reminded that while I can be perplexed about running a household sometimes, she often seems like she could easily run things all by herself. Well, maybe not easily. Anne Desjardins, there's nothing easy about managing a household and a career, right?
I would have to agree with you. There's nothing easy about that.
Anne Desjardins is a hotel revenue management analyst and a single mother of three. Is that right?
That's correct.
You do some consulting on the side?
Some consulting on the side, yes.
When you, as a single mom, hear all the discussions from, you know, women executives, Sheryl Sandberg, the sort of lean in, lean out idea, what's your response to that?
I think it's fabulous. I think it's great to have that awareness out there. I just feel like not all of us have that luxury of being so vocal about it and what we want and expect in the workplace, because a lot of times that'll make or break your career.
So if you were to march into your boss's office and kind of lean in to him or her and say, you know, I need 20% more. I'm a single mom. Come on. I'm trying to get a work-life balance here. What would be the response?
I think I'd be done.
Yikes.
Yes, I think that's just not. One thing I don't hide is the fact that I am a single parent. So my manager and my directors, I notice that they take that into consideration when they are working with me. And they see your drive. I don't have a luxurious life anywhere. All my time is work and motherhood. And I work with a lot of folks that are childless, and their career is everything. And I envy that. I envy that they get to take 100% time and just have their career flourish. I just don't have that luxury.
Well, let's say, not that you need anything else to do here, let's say you were going to write your Sheryl Sandberg book about yes. the lessons of your life and give some advice to these young, childless, I dare say, call them whippersnappers in your office who maybe need a little more experience but could benefit from yours. What advice would you give them if it was your book we were talking about here?
If I were to write my own book, it would really be to find the balance. It's not easy. You need to really find it and make this time count, because raising a child, I have 19, 18, and a 6-year-old. And what I did with the older two was work, work, work. And I didn't take the time out to cherish simple moments, to take the kids away and just be amongst ourselves, to create those valuable memories. I see that's important.
So I hear you saying really, you know, cherish the time when your kids are growing up, but also choose your job on the basis of people who understand your honest situation and are going to treat you with some respect and give you some flexibility.
In a nutshell, it's not always that easy to choose the job, because remember, we're taking care of people, live people that need to eat, need to be sheltered, need to be clothed. So sometimes things are not working that great at work for us, and we need to stick through it. I have been working in the human resource industry for a very long time. I see that companies really do cherish the happiness of their employees. So when we are working and we're finding that work-life balance to be difficult, I think it's important to look for a happier ending.
Sounds like plenty of wisdom there, and certainly the wisdom of keeping an open conversation going about your real needs at home and on the job. Anne, thanks so much.
No problem. My pleasure.
Anne Desjardins, a hotel revenue management analyst and single mother of three. Good luck, Anne.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
So there's so much about all of this at thetakeaway.org. You can find yourself in the results of a Takeaway YouGov poll on work-life balance. There are some surprises here. You can go and check it out, but I'll give you a couple of clues. It's not worry about child care or meeting deadlines or never being offline or commuting that heads the list of concerns in this poll. A solid third of you say it's just stress. 16% of you say the hardest thing is carving out enough time for your family or partner. And a lucky 25% of you don't struggle with any of these issues. Where do you fit in?
I'm a mom who chose to work, and my husband chose to stay home. And I have to tell you that that is not an accepted choice by a lot of people. They assume that I'm being forced to work. They assume that he's taking advantage of me or that he can't get a job, when in actuality, it's what we chose.
I'd love to hear your stories. Reach out at 877-8-MY-TAKE or go to thetakeaway.org. Find yourself in the results of a poll on work-life balance issues. Which ones matter the most to you? Stay with us.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.